A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Hwan. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. Hope your day has gotten off to a great start. Last week on one of the evenings, I had the radio on and I thought I heard a report about a new delicacy, only to find out it was a little bit more of a horror story. Salted egg lizard.
Sounds delicious.
Salted egg chicha.
You know, I remember one of my favorite chefs, the late Anthony Bourdain, traveling all over the world and on TV, he was always eating fried animals on, yes, you know, street markets of Taiwan and such. But in this case, Singaporeans were all horrified when Irvin's salted egg brand turned up with not just salted egg chips in there, but a fried lizard too. Social media posts of it didn't help, and the customer service experience literally went awry for Irvin's salted egg.
Then, you know, last year, a reputable hotel in Singapore had food poisoning cases. Lots of people were affected as well. So really, it makes you question, you know, how established brands, what do they have to do to recover when they're embroiled in such bad press?
Or bad posts.
In this
era of social media. Yeah. At a most basic level, brands are really, I guess, representative of the products and the services that they represent. When it goes all wrong, they need to recover and they need to call an expert. And today we've called our expert, branding expert Jörg Ditzel, who's been running his brand consultancy in Singapore since 2005. And he's in the studio with us. Good morning, Jörg.
Good morning.
So nice to have you here with us. You've also lectured in advertising and branding at both NUS and SMU. Is this something that is a curious situation for the students that you speak to?
It's something that they're all interested in because we're all dealing with brands every day and we're all watching brands and we're wearing brands and we're eating brands. So I think it's interesting for them to see, once I get to use one or to work for one even, how do I deal with it if something happens?
Okay.
And the question that I often get, is there a flu shot for a brand against something going wrong?
In a nutshell, what's your answer
to that? Of course there isn't. Something is bound to go wrong.
Okay.
It's human nature.
Yeah.
It happens. And it's the production process. People make mistakes. So it's bound to happen. So yes, you can build up some goodwill. You can do lots of good things as a brand to put some goodwill in the bank, so to speak. And then if something happens, people tend to be more forgiving. But basically, you just have to deal with the situation when it comes up.
Okay, so let's talk about the salted egg gecko.
How did they deal with it? Of course, the Singapore-based Irving's salted egg snacks that found a lizard in one of their packets, I believe. This is in Bangkok. A customer in Bangkok found it. How have they dealt with it? What's your opinion?
I think they actually dealt with it quite well because when it first happened, immediately it went online. I remember seeing the picture in the Straits Times and it was this cute, you know.
It was cute.
Yeah, picture. And some people may even like it, you know, but not if you don't know what you're getting, right? So often it's a conscious decision that you go for lizards or for whatever else. I think they were quite good in responding to it because the first rule in responding if something goes wrong as a brand is, surprise, surprise, don't lie. It's common sense, right? But there's a tendency to lie, to cover up, to protect yourself. And if you have to admit something, do it just a little bit like slice by slice. We call it salami tactic, right? Admit to whatever is out there, but not the whole picture. They didn't do that. They came clear. They said, yes, it happened. We're so sorry. Apologizing is also good. Sometimes in Chinese societies, apologizing is not so easy because it makes you lose face as a brand. What people who are running brands need to understand, it actually helps your brand. Mm-hmm. People understand, okay, they're owning up to it, they're being very transparent, and I think transparency is the word of the day.
All right. Can you give us an example of how a company might have actually covered up, avoided the situation, not talked about it? What comes to mind in your recent memory?
One thing that comes to mind that was huge on social media is what Dolce & Gabbana did in China. Because first they had this little film where they showed a Chinese model trying to eat Italian food with chopsticks. And it didn't work so well, obviously. And then people reacted to it and people said, well, that's not so sensitive and everything. And China consumers are currently super sensitive about what Western brands do. There's a very recent case from 2-3 days ago where Burberry posted this picture of this family for Chinese New Year and all look so gloomy. And people say, no, you cannot look gloomy for Chinese New Year. You have to look happy because you're so happy to meet all your relatives.
And get the ang paos. Come on, Jörg. It's all about that.
So what happened is the video itself is okay. It can be debated. But then one of the two founders of Dolce & Gabbana had a long email discussion with somebody, in China. And he said, oh, yeah, Chinese are terrible and it's money and na-na-na. And he said some very bad things.
Ouch.
And that came out. And then he said, oh, my account was hacked. Mm. And nobody believed him.
Mm.
So it's always better to come clear, to say, I'm sorry, it's happened. Here is what we'll do that it won't happen again. Because brand recovery, after you've admitted to it, is what you need to look at next.
We're speaking with Jörg Ditzel, Chief Brand Consultant at Jörg Ditzel Brand Consultants, talking about brand recovery after you get some bad press or, you know, bad social media posts. So you come out, you're honest, you apologize. What's the next step to take to recover your brand reputation?
It's pretty much that you have to think about, and then you have to communicate that you're looking into how did this happen and why did this happen, and what are you going to do in order to avoid things happening again. So you're looking at your process, maybe looking at their processing plant. Is there any chance that anything can come into it that is not supposed to be there? Sometimes it's your own fault.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just something that happened from the outside, like a flight is delayed or something. You still need to deal with it, and there's different ways of dealing with it and different examples that we've seen.
Do you continue to be open to tell the public that these are the steps you're taking to
every
deal with
step
it?
Of the way.
Every step of the way.
You need to keep them informed, because all of a sudden, bang, you're on their radar.
Yeah.
And they want to know, and how are they dealing with it, and what are they doing? And there's very different ways of doing it. If you follow the forum page in the Straits Times, you see that there was a discussion recently about what you do if you have a flight delay and different ways of dealing with it. And people compared Scoot with SIA, because Scoot has had a bit of trouble recently and flights had to turn back and were delayed for a long time. And then somebody wrote a letter saying, look, the same happened to me with SIA, but they informed us. Mm. Number one thing, they kept us informed. They gave us some snacks. They took care of us and everything. And for the Scoot passengers, nobody did that. Maybe because it's a budget airline.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot expect so much. But there's an expectation that if something goes wrong, yes, we understand it, we'll deal with it.
I think the underlying expectation as well was that Scoot actually belongs to Singapore Airlines. So the comparisons really become very close there. It sounds to me then, Jörg, that it's almost silly if a company does not set aside a budget for corporate branding, yeah, and the just-in-case fund as well. Would you be able to give us a sense on a percentage of how much budget a company should set aside to invest in this area?
No. Branding is not a small, isolated part of your overall budget that you can set aside, because branding is in everything. That's what many companies get wrong, actually. Many companies say, okay, within marketing, there's this person, they look after branding. But branding, we talk about touch points, right? Because from a business point of view, yes, you think about different departments. You think about your PR department, your marketing department, the people who do your showrooms, whatever you have. But from a consumer point of view, it's one brand. And you don't care who's behind it and who's responsible. So the experience that you're looking for needs to be seamless and needs to be consistent. So every single touch point, if it's the email that you get, if it's the website, if it's the product itself, if it's a person, super important, needs to speak the same language and give the same impression. And that's where brands often fail. So you need to invest in everything. This is why branding needs to be positioned with the CEO, because this is where everything comes together. And then they decide, okay, in order to make every one of our frontline staff a brand ambassador, we're going to invest in training. We're going to give them a little bit of money in a kitty just in case something goes wrong so they can immediately react, things like that.
So it's the just-in-case fund, very important.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. We've been speaking to branding expert Jörg Ditzel. He runs his own brand consultancy that, of course, is called Jörg Ditzel Brand Consultants. Any final word for anyone looking to build a brand from scratch?
Just a few words that are important. Your brand needs to be relevant to the people that you're talking to. So you need to understand, who's my target?
Okay.
How are you relevant? And maybe most importantly, you need to be different. How are you different? If you're offering the same as everybody else, people are going to make a decision on price. So differentiation, the word of the day.
Okay. And how did you get so good at branding, Jörg?
Experience.
You read the Straits Times a lot as well, I notice.
I do.
Well, we certainly hope that's helped you if you're working in a marketing department this morning. Yeah, thank you so much for your
time this morning.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.